Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm so glad that you joined me for the Lord's Word of God today. And today we celebrate Yeshua, Jesus, the one that is and was and is to come, and there is no other. Master of the universe. Amen? Amen. And so now, brothers and sisters, the message is about the mysteries of the world. And that simply means, why are we here? And so if you brought your Bibles today, please turn with me to the book of John, chapter 3. And we'll start reading in verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with you. Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So, brothers and sisters, being born of water is your human birth. As you are surrounded by water in your mother's womb, when the water breaks, you are born. By spirit is to receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. And brothers and sisters, the way you know if you have the Holy Spirit in you is you will have the love of Jesus in you. Because God is love, and if God is inside of you, you will have that kind of love. Amen? Amen. The second passage we will read is found in Ephesians chapter 4. And so, brothers and sisters, before we read the passage, I want you to be aware that not everyone receives the Holy Spirit at the same time. In the book of Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 16, it tells us about the Samaritans had received the Word of God and were baptized in the name of Jesus. Yet they still had not received the Holy Spirit. We must wait on the Holy Spirit. In time, he will be manifested. And so now we will read about how we go about receiving the Holy Spirit. And so we'll start reading at verse 22. As the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and you put on the new man, which is created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. Now, brothers and sisters, we see here that it says that we must renew our mind. That is your first step towards receiving the Holy Spirit. And so, brothers and sisters, you must renew your mind to have the mind of Jesus to qualify to receive the Holy Spirit. And the mind of Jesus is to please God and do his will. When you're a babe in Christ, you don't have the Holy Spirit yet, because you have a carnal mind, and a carnal mind cannot serve God. You must seek God with good changes to renew your mind. And when you are ready, God will renew your mind completely, renew your heart into a pure, loving heart, and fill you with the mighty, powerful Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Jesus is the author of when a person receives the Holy Spirit. God gives the Holy Spirit when you are ready. If you are not ready, you have not repented. Because in Acts chapter 5, verse 32, it tells us that God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. After somebody is baptized, they are a candidate to receive the Holy Spirit. And after they have genuinely repented, they are filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. If you repent and have trash inside, God will not give you the Holy Spirit. It means you just repent with your mouth, not with your heart. You have not stopped doing what you have been doing. You keep on sinning. You need genuine repentance. Many are called, but few are chosen. Means the ones that are called accept Christ as their Savior. But the ones that are chosen repent, give up their lives for Jesus, and are filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. So, brothers and sisters, work on doing God's will every day. Pray without doubting. Keep pressing forward for that high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And when you are ready, you will receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. So, brothers and sisters, Judgment Day is coming, and we all need to be ready to meet our Maker face to face. In Matthew chapter 25, the unprofitable servant is the one not doing the will of God, and he is cast into outer darkness, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, brothers and sisters, if you're not saved today, or maybe you have backslid, became that prodigal son or daughter, going back to sitting the way you did before you were saved, and the Holy Ghost is tugging on your heart to give your life to Jesus. It's like a car door. You're inside the car, and Jesus is outside on the passenger side, but there's no door handle. And you have to reach over and open that door and let him into your heart. And so, brothers and sisters, if that's you, please bow your heads and repeat after me a prayer of repentance. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before your throne. Thank you, Father, for sending your only begotten Son to die for my sins, Lord. Please, Father, forgive me for all the sins that I've ever done. And even sins I did that I did not know were sins, Lord. Please, Father, help me to renew my mind. And please, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And I pray this in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And so now, brothers and sisters, I want to give you some guidance. Whether you said that prayer or if you're already walking with Jesus, we need to read the Bible every day. And we need to pray every day. And keep the love of Jesus in your heart by asking every morning to be filled up with the Holy Spirit. For it says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Amen? Amen. You need to resist the devil when he tempts you by putting up a barrier, by praying or singing Jesus songs or reading the Bible. Think of heavenly things, spiritual thoughts. The devil can't stand that and he will flee. That does not mean he won't return at a different time to try again, even when you have the Holy Spirit. But you will win against him because you have the power of Jesus who has already overcome the devil. Amen? Amen. You need a fellowship with genuine Christians. Find a Bible teaching church. And if you haven't been baptized as an adult, you need to get baptized. If you are ashamed to be baptized, God will be ashamed of you. So brothers and sisters, keep running the race to win, pleasing God and doing his will as we continue carrying the cross given to us by taking Christ as our master, our teacher, our example. Believe his doctrine and obey him. And we will all be with our Lord and Savior someday for eternity. Amen? Amen.